everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Shoe Podcast, the only sneaker podcast that just installed Windows updates. I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry.
I'm your co-host, Tanner Young.
We tried to do this episode, and then the whole thing crashed, and then it wouldn't start again. So I was like, let me just restart the computer, and along the way, Windows had updates. So hopefully that solved it. Hopefully we're good to go from here on out.
That might be it.
Okay, we did it in the last cold open, but this time, one more time around, at the top of the episode, quick congrats to our friends. Shout out good friend of the show, Houston, and his wife, Kristen, just welcomed their new baby girl, Sylvie, into the world. So, yay, we love to see it. Beautiful. My wife baby. And I got to go meet her tonight. Gorgeous girl. So, very happy for them. Congrats once again. Y'all spam the comments with little hearts for Houston and Kristen. Hashtag Sylvie. Put in the comments down there. Y'all get out. Show the love. Show the love for our guy.
Of course.
Love to see a cute little baby this time of the year because we're getting so cozy in that Christmas spirit, as you can probably tell from the lights behind us and, well, the name of the episode, the thumbnail that you clicked on.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about some of our favorite Christmas sneakers and not only just discussing them, not only trading opinions on them, ranking them, putting them on a tier list, starting with six of the biggest, if not only, Christmas sneaker releases from this year, and then looking back at six of the greatest from years past. Normally for this type of episode, we would just talk about what's coming out this year. This year, a little light on the Christmas footwear. Why do you think that is? Is Santa dying? Your take, your thoughts.
Well, people stop believing, you know. I don't know if you've seen any Christmas movie, but if you stop believing, apparently he gets cancer.
Clap it. I didn't see what happened to Tim Allen, but I don't think that's canon. I don't think that's canonical. They put on the suit.
Okay, isn't it wild that that's Scott how Galvin. The movie starts? The movie starts with Santa falling off the roof.
Yeah.
Dying.
Yep.
And then he's just like, okay, I guess
this must be me. Yeah.
You know, and then it's like one of those things, like when you look back on it, is it like, do Santa's just accidentally die and someone takes over? Or is it almost like that is like your destiny? You're destined to be Santa for a period of time. And it's like,
we all die.
Damn, even Santa.
Again, that cozy Christmas spirit we're all getting in the boom. We all die. Have you watched that movie recently?
I think we'd put it on for Boogie, but then I don't think we finished it.
One last little aside before we'll get to talking about shoes, I promise, at some point. Exactly. But the stepfather in that movie, I think his name is Neil, and Tim Allen picks on him a lot. Neil, the stepfather, wears the colorful sweaters, is a psychiatrist, I think.
Yeah, he's a very, what we'd call gentle parent.
Yeah, and Tim Allen bullies him a lot, and you're like, isn't it wild to look back at like movies from the 90s and be like, look at this idiot who's prioritizing mental health and like wants to externally process things, and you're like, oh, actually, Neil has some points. Let's hear him out.
Like, look at him being a present father.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Ugh. Anyways, it was just one of those things where we watched it this time around this year. I was like, you know, you're getting older when you start siding with the parents a lot more, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when you watch a Goofy movie and you're like, damn, Max was kind of a jerk, you know?
Yeah.
But as a kid, you're like, Goof, leave him alone. He's just trying to go to college.
Yeah, it's like, dude, your dad's just trying to like get like one more like
one last
piece of you being a child. Like, just wants to really, it's hard. It's hard. Or you're watching, like, no, kid, you can't operate a chainsaw. I don't know why that is ruining Christmas.
That shouldn't be the case anyways. Yeah.
So shoes.
So we got shoes to talk about here. This is going to be a nice little cozy episode. Who knows how long we're going to go here, but it's going to be a tier list. And if you haven't caught one of our tier list episodes before, the way they're a little bit different from our other list is that Tanner and I do ultimately have to agree on where a shoe ends up here. Except if we don't, I have control of the docs. So I ultimately, it's like a false democracy, I guess you would call it. There will be gives and takes.
I think they call that a dictatorship. I think is what.
No, it's a false democracy. Like, you have the sense that you have a choice here, and it just sounds a little bit better for the people.
Yeah. So it's like the start of a dictatorship.
I wouldn't call it, it's the end of our season. So I wouldn't call it the start of anything here. Yeah. Gotcha.
Dictatorships.
Yeah.
Canonically start quarter one.
This is going to be the last episode we do this year before we start doing sneaker of the year stuff, which is kind of crazy. I just realized that. Yeah. The end is near. That's true. So that being said, let's get to our tier list layout here. Now I asked you if you could go ahead and lead kind of the talking points and getting us from one shoe to the next, because I don't have the outline in front of me here. So why don't you go ahead, lead it, and sorry to set you up and then immediately cut you off. But before you do that, this is a good time to remind everyone who's only listening and not watching that this is probably going to be a better one to watch. You can do that on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AtShoePodcast, or on Spotify. The video will be there. So it's really like, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or God forbid anything else, probably a good time to watch it to see all the visuals.
There you go. There you go. Look, it honestly, we're doing this for your safety. We don't want you in traffic listening. Oh, let me Google this shoe.
Let me look at shoe. We want you in traffic watching it. So it's already on your phone.
Well, if you're watching, you can kind of like pop, you know what I mean?
It's easier. We don't encourage it. None of this could be on the record. We do not encourage it.
None of this can go.
All right. First one.
All right. So first one, I would say going to be the biggest
of this year,
for sure, of this year, is the Kobe 6, the reverse Grinches.
Yeah.
Very interesting. These coming out very soon, Friday.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Today.
Yep. Today. Sorry, I thought
we got to put our TV producer hat on. By the time the episode comes out, this is coming out today.
Yes. So the Grinches, reverse Grinches.
What a release it was this morning. Am I right? It was so smooth / chaotic.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you get past those bot questions?
I can't believe they had so much / little inventory.
Yeah. Here it is. I don't know. I can't remember if we were talking about these together or if it was on the podcast. But I don't see a reverse colorway of the original Kobe Grinches. Mm-hmm. I just see strawberry.
Yeah. 1 week ago, you came on this show and said that. You came on our program and pushed your strawberry agenda. And it really made me laugh, and I can't unsee it since.
That's all I see.
Let's go ahead and break people's hearts now. If this is one of your first episodes with us or you're still new to our show, we are just not big on performance basketball shoes, because we're not playing basketball. We're wearing shoes casually in our day-to-day lives. And I know there was a time and place where people were wearing performance basketball shoes casually, like with khakis. Even. But it's not today, and we didn't grow up with that fondness in that era. So, like, everything we're about to say to you, you can take it with that grain of salt.
Yes. I don't know. I haven't really been hearing a lot of people like being like very like hype or excited about these compared to the Kobe 6s. So I don't know if, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about these. Again, when I look at them, I don't really see Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another thing, obviously, when we're doing these tier lists, especially with like a theme or a holiday. Mm-hmm. It's not really ranking them by like the shoe itself or how much we enjoy it. Those all do play a role, but kind of the creme de la creme of criteria is how well does it fit the theme? How well does it fit the holiday?
Yeah. When you see it, does it make you think Christmas? But also, like, would you want to wear it both inside and outside of Christmas? Does it have versatility? Mm-hmm. There's several factors that go into this whole thing.
Very true. Very true. So with this one, I look at it and I go, I don't really see Christmas.
Yeah.
But that could also play to the versatility of it.
Yeah. But if it's not even meeting the criteria, you know, that's got to be something here.
Yeah. That's very true.
Again, personally, based on everything we said at the beginning, I really have no affiliation or fondness with this shoe. Same. Personally, for me, it's like it's a D tier. It's not it's not an offensively bad shoe. It's just not D or C tier. You know, like it's fine. It's not for me at all. Maybe from C to D because it doesn't even necessarily drive home Christmas, you know?
Yeah. My first thought was D tier as well.
Sorry, right there for now.
The Kobe 6 fans.
We came out on a bad note. Any Kobe 6 fans, no shot. They're watching the rest of the episode. Except for maybe to check the timestamps of when we talk about the Kobe 6 Grinch. So, we'll see you again in 30 minutes, I guess.
We're coming back. Yeah. So the next one on our list is going to be the KD3 somehow.
Christmas.
Christmas.
Another one we talked about just last week. And I think if memory serves correct, it's because he wore these one year in a Christmas game.
Yeah, had a great game, apparently. Had a really good game, balled out in
Denver. Game. It was a fine game.
Balled out. Dropped a ton of points. Balled out on Christmas. These are nicknamed Christmas just because he wore them during the holiday season. Sure. So if you want to replicate your Kobe at your family's pre or post Christmas dinner basketball tournament, you can pick these up on the 23rd.
Yeah.
So just in the nick of time of Christmas.
You're gonna wanna drive to Foot Locker for these. Yeah. Okay, this is not an online order.
Exactly. Yeah. So you can go ahead and just when you make that hard cut, your cousin is for sure eating gravel because I'm sure it's on a rocky driveway.
Yeah, exactly. Where the best games are played.
Boy, let me tell you what. Not only is this not a Christmas shoe, it's just offensive to look at.
It's
a Tweety Bird.
I was gonna say SpongeBob, but SpongeBob with like
either
a PlayStation controller pad on the back.
I don't really understand that either. You know what I do like? I like the hole in the tongue, so you could really
easy to kind of get them on. Off white who? Boys. Virgil who? Yeah. I've never heard of him. Yeah,
cut a hole in the side. No, we already did that. We're not even giving them the option. We're not even telling
right from the factory. Yeah,
yeah. These, I really don't have much to say because it's just a bright yellow performance shoe. So it's got so many things that I don't like.
Yeah. Go ahead, listeners. You just come for our neck on this one.
Not even for the listeners. If you want to know where this one ranks, you gotta be watching.
I'm not even telling you. You're gonna have to watch this one. Again, maybe we are horribly uneducated, which if last week's reference to Hype Williams' belly is any indicator, we are. But someone brought that up in the comments, which I was like, oh, you watched the video. That's great. So maybe like we're really missing it here, and I hope we are, and someone could leave a comment and let us know. But last year, it was he wore these on Christmas, which is fine.
Cool. So the next one's a DT. LR and New Balance Festive with the 990s.
Yeah.
Some say too afraid to say Grinch. Some say Grinch who? You know,
never heard of them.
They just go festive. Yeah. They just go festive, you know. To me, calling it festive is like when Starbucks did the solid red cup
and people were like,
they're ending Christmas.
And they're like, no, it's a holiday cup. And they're like, this is it. Santa Claus is gone.
This is the day Santa died.
Now, when I heard they were called festive, all it made me think was like, why hasn't there, and here's a free idea for the sneaker brands. We give you guys so much. So little in return.
Just cut the check. Please.
It made me think of the Festivus episode of Seinfeld, of course. And I was like, how has there not yet been a Festivus shoe? So there's your free idea. We want a Festivus shoe.
Interesting.
It's the holidays. You know, it's a good time. We need one.
I hear Mr. Jerry, big sneakerhead.
Yeah, he is. Notoriously. Wore a lot of heat on that show.
Yeah, him and Wally also. I don't know if they're still close. They were.
They linked up. They linked up for a Complex feature years ago. Yeah. Where are they now? Do they still talk? That's the popular, do they still talk?
There's a song. I think it's a song about nothing, album about nothing. It's him and Jerry on the cover.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Angel for song. Yeah, him and Wale. Apparently
we'll have to look that up. Okay. We can't play it on the show because of the cease and desist, but look it up afterwards. Jerry. Yep.
Yeah.
Jerry.
Jerry. Come on.
Yeah.
Kramer.
They wouldn't tell you, but we would tell you, obviously very heavily inspired by the Nike Kobe 6 Grinches. I left that comment from our account on whichever sneaker blog posted this first, and someone came back at us and was like, no, so like Kobe doesn't own the Grinch colorway. And it's like, no, I'm not saying like no one else can make a green and red shoe, but like when you put it out at this time of the year and it's that shade of green with red laces, like it's hard to not see what I'm not saying Jordan owns like red, white, and black and anything else cannot be called a Chicago. But when you color block it in that same way with those same shades, we see what you're doing.
Yeah.
No. So that's what this one makes me think of.
I mean, it varies. And I like it. I like that it is. Okay. I mean, because, I mean, if anything, you could be like, oh, hey, this is a lot of, you know, the Kobe 6 Grinches, or, you know, mom, I want Kobe 6 Grinches. No, we have Kobe 6 Grinches at home.
Yeah, it is.
But I like it. I like the, okay. I like the look. I mean, that shade of green, I don't think I could wear confidently or like really enjoy.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Wearing. Yeah, it is a, I mean, like, exactly. You look at these and you're like, is that a Grinch shoe? Yeah. That's got to be a Grinch shoe.
That's got to be, yeah.
And then obviously if you're wearing it, I mean, during Christmas, it's very much set home. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot to like break this up. The different shades of green, the red that's hitting in there, mm-hmm. those kind of like silver pops on there. Mm-hmm. So I like it. I think it is a good Christmas shoe. I mean, when you think of Christmas, you are very close to thinking of the Grinch. Sure. And seeing this, to me, crazy. I kind of think B tier.
I wanted to put it C tier.
I could see C tier.
Only because I think we know what we want to put higher than this.
That's fair.
And I don't want to put that at S tier personally. Again, if you know what we're talking about, you already skipped to the timestamps, but yeah. A little bit of foreshadowing. So you want to put these at C for now, and we can always move it depending on where things end up.
How they flush out. Yeah. I think and again, C tier is like, it is hitting that right on that average.
Yep.
You know, it is hitting the thing solid. Yeah. I like that.
Nothing wrong with it.
Next one, an Air Jordan 2? What?
Low? They're still pushing them. They're still making them.
And then they were like, what do we call it? Christmas.
Yeah. The names, and so much of this is like, I don't know what they're actually going to be called when they come out, but at this time, everyone's kind of calling everything like Christmas, holiday.
Yeah. And so, unfortunately, if you like those New Balances, they've already came out. Okay. They came out on the 1st. These will come out tomorrow.
Okay.
On the 16th.
Okay.
So pretty good timing if you're bottom of the soul, if you're an Italian, that very much resembles the Italian flag. So
yeah.
Looking pretty good. This one, it's a 2. It doesn't look terrible. A lot of like black leather on it, which is interesting just for a Christmas shoe. So I look at, like, when I first looked at it, I was like, that seems weird that they would go with like almost like a primarily black shoe.
Yeah.
But kind of the more that I look at it, I'm like, it actually kind of looks pretty good. Kind of works well, I feel.
The Jordan 2 is already such like a dressy looking shoe just by nature of its design. Sure. And then especially the low top looks even more like a dress shoe. To when
Good point.
Then you cover it so much in black and just black leather, I'm like, it just kind of looks very dress shoe to me. Mm-hmm. And top so the down, red and green
look.
Pop. Yeah, the red and green on the back kind of give it a little bit. But to me, mm-hmm. like in general, like I feel like it just kind of more so gives me like Black History Month shoe. Like, especially with like how dark muted the red and green are, and with like so much of like the black in there as well, it gives me less Christmas and gives me kind of more like Black History Month, which would be a killer shoe for that, you know, like would go just as well for that, if not better for that than Christmas.
You want to talk about versatility.
What's that? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I mean, you can almost wear these. I mean, dang near back to back. Ice them for a month, bring them right back.
Yep. Take the month of January off. Hibernation, come back in February.
Oof. Ready to hit. That's a good point. They don't really scream Christmas.
Yeah.
That's very true. It's tough. Dare I say?
Hit me.
Dare?
Hit me.
D tier?
I was kind of thinking D tier. Not. I don't like it as much as the New Balance. It's about right there with me for the Reverse 6, the Reverse Grinch Kobe 6. It's just, you know, fine. Nothing wrong with it, but not like a great shoe that I want to wear by any means.
Yeah, I agree. All right, pushing it right along. Another Ooh. Nike. Who would have thought? The Ja 1s.
Yep.
Christmas, I guess, is what, you know, I mean,
we're going to have to wait for this carousel of images to go around a little bit until you kind of start seeing those themes.
Yeah. Until you'll see. Interesting, because it was, these are interesting enough coming out on Tuesday on the 19th. What a weird drop date for these. Oh, there you go. Look at the break.
I was just about to say, like, and when it comes, we will shout. Now, hang on. There's going to be one more even that. It okay. might be the next one here. This, everyone, look, everyone, look, everyone, look. Chimney. On the insoles. It's not one of those, like, classic Christmas shoes that you would know it when you see it from the outside, but when you take it off, when you put it on, you'll see the chimney.
You'll see. Yeah. You. It's a little Easter egg for you.
It's Christmas for you. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, I mean, I guess you could say, like, the logos on the tongue, green and red.
A little green and red. Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Here's the weird part.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really like this shoe.
It's a good shoe. It's a fun colorway, like, for sure.
I love the colorway. It's giving me more Paranorman than Christmas, with kind of that, like, smoky effect.
Okay, yeah.
Like, coming from it. I think it's a great colorway. I think it's really good. Honestly, all of the Jaw ones have been having, like, I think a really good colorway.
And the Jaw one is a really good silhouette. I really this is good for Nike when they're trying to do the thing of, like, performance basketball, but people want to wear it casually. Like, this is it, you know?
Yeah. I think they're doing a great job with this shoe. I really like it. However, not a good Christmas shoe.
Yeah. At all. Yeah. Like, I think that's a tough thing.
I mean, it's like, ooh, chimneys are bricks. I'm like,
right.
Yes. Again, that chimney's purple, and then the inserts are like a white.
Is this Grimace's house? What's going on here?
Red brick is like the, when you think of a chimney, everyone would think of that.
Yeah.
This one is tough for me. I may have to see where you want to put this one because I feel like I would put it higher just solely because of how much I like it.
Yeah.
And I'm not thinking of it as like a Christmas shoe.
Here's what I'm thinking for it. Right. And everything's relative to each other. The New Balance, very Christmas, maybe not very wearable.
Sure.
The Jaw one, not very Christmas.
Yeah.
Very wearable. Very wearable. Right. So it's like, I kind of want to put it C tier, but for different, but same reasons from the New Balance, you know?
Yeah. So I thought C tier. Okay. But I'm like, man, it's just not really Christmassy.
It's so on Christmas that it's got to get demoted.
I almost am thinking E tier.
Ooh, all the way. I mean, just for not even understanding the assignment. KD3 got to F tier. So,
well, exactly.
I guess that's a good point. You miss Christmas, you start at F tier. Are you cool enough to even build up from F tier then?
I mean, they have something. You know, we have the chimney. So I'm like, okay. There is something there. I think they wanted to do a Christmas shoe. And I think like Ja Morant was like, I'm not doing a Christmas shoe. Like, I don't want that.
And they were like, just sneak it on the insoles. Just show them the outside of the shoe.
Like, what if we do this? And he was like, okay, yeah, that's fine. I see. Like, I think he just got tired in all the pitch meetings and was like, whatever. Fine, this is the colorway I want.
Yeah.
So to me, that's why I was thinking I would love to put it at C tier because of how much kind of that mindset, but in the spirit of the rankings.
That's probably more fair.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
E tier. I think it's a better shoe than this, but as a Christmas theme shoe.
Yeah.
It goes a little lower.
I think that's fair. That's fair.
But a great shoe.
Sorry, like, John, this is a really good show to defend yourself, please.
Yeah. Would love to. That would be great.
would love to have you on anytime.
Don't come on the show. Actually, just send us tickets. We'll go to a game.
Let's do it in person.
I think in person. In person's always better. You've watched the interviews.
You see the production value.
Yeah. I mean, be kind of rude not to take the misses.
That's right. It would be. Okay. Yeah. Four tickets. Yeah. Four tickets, please. Thank you. Courtside.
Thank you. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, okay. Yeah. Doesn't have to be center court. We could be off.
Half wherever. Court. Off court.
Yeah. It's wherever. I'll even take three rows back.
Sure.
Whatever.
We're not greedy.
Not like the Grinch in this next shoe with an Adidas Forum Low. Mm-hmm. These also drop on the first of the month.
Okay.
In the year 2023.
Mm-hmm. Very, very like factual. I love that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Great form. I mean, forums are... I feel like they've slowed.
They're not as popular.
Yeah, they've definitely slowed. Mm-hmm. I really like these. Mm-hmm. I think the colorway is really good. I think it fits the forms really, really well. Only gripe is kind of like that, like too much nail on the head.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about it compared to last year's? Because last year they did a Grinch form. Do you remember that was all green?
Yeah. I like these better for sure. Okay. I like these better. And it is very subtle. It's just the Grinch on the tongue. I like the old school, like kind of like that very like classic looking Grinch. So that is nice. The little heart kind of on the lace down at the bottom.
Yeah.
I think that looks really great. Obviously, you know, very cute touches onto this, which I think Adidas has definitely been in the past couple most recent years have been doing a lot better of these very subtle kind of cute little hints on their shoe. And again, obviously you're thinking of Christmas, you're thinking Santa, you're thinking the Grinch.
You gotta be
right on the money, right on the money here.
I think I got to disagree with you here that I like last year's Grinch more, I think.
Okay.
Cause I think from the top where you see the Grinch tag, yeah, you very much get it, but with the certain kind of pants, you're not even going to see that little Grinch on the tongue tag there.
Very true.
And then from the side, just the white shoe with the red stripes. I don't know if you can see our tier list here, but we already got another Christmas forum that's white with the red stripes. So it feels a little bit
different?
I just noticed in this top down angle on the inside of the shoe, it's the green suede stripes. We're going to wait for that image to come back around here.
Ooh, okay.
On the little carousel above me. So sorry, everyone. We have a fine level of production, but not fine enough to where I can go and rotate the carousel as well. So let's all just wait together. Yeah, I think it's next one's going to be. Nope, not next one. Next one.
Good upload shot, though. Good detail shot.
But still, I stand by. I think last year's was a better Grinch form. Okay, yeah. You see on the inside of the shoe?
Yeah.
That's kind of nice. That makes it a little bit better. So I don't know. Personally, like, I think it's good and fine, but I think it's not also enough. Tough because I'm not only comparing it to last year's Adidas Forum Grinch. I'm comparing it to so many other Grinch shoes that are like every company now has a Grinch that they've done at some point, you know?
Fair.
And to me, this is just not the best execution of Grinch I think we've ever seen. Personally want to go C tier with it.
Oh, that's great. That's exactly where I was going to put it.
Okay. That's where he wants to go with it.
That's exactly where I was going to put it. All right. I thought I was going to have to try and see if I could argue my way up from D to C.
It's Christmas. They hit the assignment. It's good. It's fine. You know, like
it's got, I think, good
especially
wearability.
When I look at D tier, it's like, oh, it's definitely better than those, you know, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. That's exactly where I was thinking about putting it.
All right, welcome back, old heads, or what we might call classic sneaker fanatics here. Good to have you with us again. You missed a couple of shoes there, but we're back to talk about the one that you all want to hear about. The Nike Kobe 6 Grinch.
Grinch.
The original.
Yes.
Classic green.
Yeah, these dropped, they dropped twice now. 2010? Yep, 2010.
Okay, first release.
And then a re-release in 2020. So props on Nike for letting this one sit for a while, really making people want. So if anyone didn't get the 2020 release, buckle up. You've got a couple years ahead of you before re-release.
Before they come back out.
It's going. Yeah. Boy, let me tell you what. Kind of like with the reverse Grinches, I don't really see Grinches with this.
I
look at this and I'm like, that's a lizard shoe.
Let me go ahead. I'm going to get comfy here because we're going to be on this shoe for a minute.
That's a lizard.
It is very much giving reptile texture and not necessarily Grinch hairy fur. And I know this one's going to be the hardest one because, again, it's like, what can we say that has not been said about this shoe already? And I think especially when you have the sort of lore and just hype that builds around this shoe coming out in 2010 and then not retroing for 10 years, you know, like people just kind of get more and more anticipating it. And then especially, you know, rest in peace with Kobe's untimely passing. I think that kind of accelerates it a bit. But again, I can only say this with, I didn't I wasn't into sneakers in this era where this shoe the first time around was it and everyone had to have it and it was iconic and it was a big moment. I only got to see it from like the 2020 retro wave of everyone clamoring over having it back again. Yeah. So I think we can both quickly and easily say we know we're not going to put this as high as everyone wants us to put this, you know, but
yeah,
I will still argue to put it higher on the list for what it is and the moment it is in sneaker world, you know? I think regardless of me not being in love with it, I'm going to give it some acknowledgement that I know this is a huge shoe for a lot of people. That's not going to move it up to S tier for me.
I agree. Again, I mean, like, it is one of those things where I think because of the moment that it was and the iconicness of the shoe, probably when you think Christmas shoes, this is either your number one.
Yeah, exactly.
Or your number twos.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like what I kind of said with the Ja Morant ones is this almost looks like a shoe where they were like, Kobe, we should do a Christmas shoe. And he was like, I don't want to do a Christmas shoe. And they were like, well, what if we just do a green shoe and a red? Like little hints with your signature and the logo.
Less of a leap than the Ja shoe, though. It's still, he wears it at Christmas time. And I think that's what makes it. That's what like completes the story. I think to your point, if he breaks these out in June and is like, they're the Grinch, everyone's like, what? You know, like, I think that would be a little, I think the timing of when they came out helps it a bit. But I still do see your point that snakes in reptile texture upper, relying on the Grinch color alone to really drive the point of it being the Grinch.
Yeah. I mean, this one is tough because I feel like obviously a lot of people would obviously
this is probably put this most people's S tier.
Yeah. It is because of that iconicness.
Yeah.
Me personally, again, it's an athletic shoe. It's like a bright green shoe. It's got this kind of like scaled texture look to it.
I'm sitting here like Birdman waiting to see where you put this one. Cause I know he's about to ruffle some feathers. I'm waiting to see how low he puts it.
And again, just because of the iconicness of the moment, I would put this me as high as I would put this as B.
I think B tier for everything, for our point of view, probably makes a lot of sense and still pays some respect to it. I'm a bit of a people pleaser, so I would put it at A tier and be like, please don't come for us in the comments. But I think B tier is probably realistically where you and I put this shoe.
Yeah.
You know?
And again, it's really looking at the shoe as a Christmas themed shoe. I think that's like the important thing that I want to say.
We lost all our credibility, but
Because yes, there are a lot of people who like, this is the end. Like this is a grail for a lot of people and it is. And I understand that again, this is coming from two people who have never played basketball, do not play basketball, are not in who
did not grow shoes. Up in a town with a big basketball team. Like just, this was not our thing. This was not our DNA growing up.
Yeah. So, but for the iconicness, me, but I would love to hear, you know, if there's anything outside that of kind of what we touched on of why maybe we missed of why they should go higher.
Yeah. I love that. My man's getting older and wiser, and maybe it's just the Christmas cheer coming over him there. Cause I just know this guy 4 years would have been like, we are putting this at E tier and I don't care what people say. And you can burn me in the comments if you want. And I'd be like, he's just trying to ruffle some feathers now. But now my guy's like, if there's anything we might not understand, if you have a point of view that you could share, you've turned into Neil from the Santa Claus. You were Scott Calvin.
Wow.
You were Tim Allen, but now you're Neil. Yeah. Which is great.
I love that girl.
He gets way more flack than he should.
Yeah. And he should. And it's not like
she's trying to help.
Leaves, you know, at the end, like the mom doesn't leave Neil.
Right.
To go back with Tim Allen.
Exactly.
She's like, no. I mean, I guess that's he's.
Crucial Santa. Takeaway that we're all overlooking there.
Yeah. Which he does need a Mrs. Claus and there's none. So. Okay. Boy, is that a dunk? Hello. Sean Cliver.
The- I love the way you said that. It sounded so cool. Sean Cliver. Yeah.
These, I mean, were really popping off in 2020. I forgot about these shoes.
I did.
Until I saw Melissa and I was like, holy moly, I forgot about these. These things are fantastic. Like,
yeah.
I love the look of this shoe. Mm-hmm. With that like overly, overly glittered outsole, which is just like a perfect motif of like those Christmas ornaments. That like snowy blue look to it, snowy white. Just everything about it. That gold foil for a swoosh, the silver tin that you got for the laces. I mean, just
don't miss the other detail.
Hit all the, if we're talking about, are we talking inserts here?
No, we're talking snowflake on the toe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, right on
that. I forgot about that until I pulled the images for this year. And I was like, oh, I forgot it had the snowflake on the toe.
I mean, are we looking at an ornament? Is this like just in general, like decorations of a tree? I mean, yeah, look at that. The vents for the toe box. It's
the snowflake on the toe is the biggest one.
Yeah. I mean, like, what a cool touch. Is that gold trim? Is it supposed to be the lights? Is it the star, the top of a tree? Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, the lace is looking for that, like, old school, like, tin, kind of like that would, like, wrap around a Christmas tree. This little weird elf, kind of like.
On the insert.
For the insert. I mean, looking great. You know, looking great. It is just one of those things I looked at and I was like, oh yeah, that is a solid shoe. And again, this one is, I look at it, I'm like, man, that's you wear it during Christmas and you're like, oh, okay. That's a pretty good looking holiday shoe. It's got hits. I look at this one. I'm like, you change the laces. Round. You change the laces from that, like, kind of like very like metallic-y silver to, you know, a white or, you know, that blue, whatever it may be. And you got yourself just a banger of a shoe.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah,
good year-round shoe.
This is a good one. I don't know which one's gonna be harder, putting the original Kobe Grinches at B, or saying this one's an A.
Yeah,
you know, going above it. But
I know people aren't gonna like that we have stuff to put above the Kobe, but we probably have stuff to put above the Kobe. The only thing that I think is interesting here is that, like, you, I think very clearly from the way you describe it, see this shoe and you can tie it back to certain Christmas things. Whereas I see it and, like, I get Christmas obviously because of, you know, some of the elements there and especially the insole. Sure. But to me, it very much more so feels like winter wonderland than necessarily Christmas. Cause I think Christmas red and green, I look for that a lot. And so, but you know, the two go so hand in hand, you know, like wintertime, you're going to think of Christmas, obviously. So I don't know. It was just interesting to me that you kind of tied things back to like tinsel and maybe ornaments and things. I was like, I just see like winter wonderland, snowy landscape, you know?
Yeah. And definitely like, you know, with the, like I said, with all that blue and the white, I very much get that. So yeah, I mean, I think you look at you winter wonderland the pieces that like fill a Christmas tree, either way, it's like, yeah, you're in that very holiday spirit for sure. Yeah. You know, the air was cold and the cocoa was warm.
There you go. And that's all we could ask for.
That's all we can ask for, baby.
So you're thinking A tier on these?
I like these at A tier.
I think I do as well. I mean, personally, S tier is like, it's, I really do like this shoe way more than I remembered until I had to pull it this year. But I think A tier is actually really appropriate. S tier, feeling a little too high for this one, but still.
A tier was a good one, just I guess because it's like, it's a good, like, you get it. It's not super, super Christmassy, but I like that. Mm-hmm. I think, like, you know, I could have, you know, I think if there was a good argument for S tier, I think I could have, you know, I could see it, but I think A tier fits this perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You know, man, then so soon hitting another Adidas Forum low, this time instead of Grinch. Probably another top three for sure, top five Christmas movie. We're getting the Home Alones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these hitting hard back in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just a interesting shoe. I'll say that.
Listen, they killed the details on these. They did so many details on these. And you can see it in every shot here. So it's like the Brillo of like the welcome mat on the tongue there, the little lace loop on the back being the hot coat hanger that he puts over the door handle.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. Like, that was one that, like, when I heard it, I was like, oh my gosh, that's such a little, such a small little detail. All the little burn marks, you could do or do without, but like,
sure,
you get two sets of insoles there, which is fun. You normally get like extra laces. It's rare that you get like extra insoles.
The house.
The tag, and then just like, yeah, the house, kind of like the side of the shoe almost being like a sweater material, I think it is there.
Okay.
I think there's even more details that I'm forgetting on these. But
on the strap, I wonder what that like is.
Where it's kind of scratched and worn away.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but I thought it had something to do. The little M from McAllister's on the back there. But that little lace loop on the back, or that little pull tab,
it was pretty cool.
That was the one that when I heard it pointed out, I was like, man, that's killer. So,
and then I wonder what like the random like over like stitching. You see how like they have like on the
kind of yeah, it's a little small of mine, but yeah.
I don't, that one I'm not super super familiar with Home Alone. I've seen it a couple times, but I mean, if anything,
I remember when it came out. Tag. They were pointing out everything that was on the shoe and kind of how it tied back to the movie. So even though I'm not remembering, a lot of this stuff has references. And so for that reason, I really like this one. I think they did such a good job putting so many details on here. And again, it's not like, you know, like Macaulay Culkin's face on the side of the shoe.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, Home Alone written across the tongue of the shoe there. You get it on the little welcome mat on the tongue.
But yeah, now here's the thing though.
Yep.
It is in some vein, kind of like the Grinch form lows, where if you're wearing pants, you're not really going to see the tongue.
Yeah.
The house is not like, it's just a house. Iconic. It's not like, it's not like the,
it's not even the one from the movie. No. Like the one from the movie is that huge house. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not even that. Mm-hmm. Now, I think the details and the hints and all the storytelling that they have on the shoe is way better than the Grinch's.
Yeah.
For the form low. So like that, I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. The storytelling on the shoe is fantastic. So this one's tough for me.
Okay.
Cause I look at it and I'm like, it's not a Christmas shoe, but it's a Christmas movie shoe, which you could say same thing with Grinch.
It's a Christmas shoe. Yeah, true.
When you look at it, you don't really see, is this a Christmas shoe or is this a movie shoe? Like, is this a shoe for, which again, you could say, okay, well, Home Alone is a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
This one's tough for me because I look at it and I go, probably C tier. But all of the cool little details about the movie make me think B tier.
Yeah.
You know? So
I think B tier, and I would almost somewhat use the reverse argument of like, you look at it and it doesn't necessarily scream Christmas shoe at you, but that also gives it some wearability outside of just Christmas.
Yeah.
Give any merit? It could be a plus or a minus, you know?
I think so. I mean, it does, but again, I think just the overall, is it a Christmas shoe? When I look at it, when you immediately look at it, I go, I mean, cause it's kind of, you know, I think they do a better job on this one than when Adidas did the Grinch. Cause it's like, oh, you look at it and you see the Grinch on the pull tab and or the tongue and you're, oh, okay. It's a Christmas shoe. This one, there's the little details. You're like, oh, is that
right? It's like so many things you can point to where you're like, oh, green suede. Cause the Grinch is green and furry.
But is it because they did a better job of doing subtlety, make it a B tier, or is it just like it's a better C tier shoe?
I think it's up a notch. I think just all the details on it are such better execution. I remember being so excited the year that this came out, not to the point where I wanted to go buy it, but I remember just like, again, like when I was reading the article and they were pointing all the things out and I'd go and I'd look and I'd see it and like just being like, wow, they really like made so many different references to the movie here.
Yeah.
personally, I want to go B tier with these.
I may have to just concede to you because I think we would just sit here in a loop. I'm pretty set on the next 50 minutes. Yeah, I'm pretty set on a C, but I understand the B because okay. I'm like, they did good subtle hints.
Yeah.
I think to me, I would put it at like a number one on the C tier, but okay. I will concede for a good B
okay.
tier.
Okay. Appreciate you being in that Christmas spirit.
There you go. Ho, ho, ho.
Speaking of.
Oh, yeah. Boy, let me tell you what. You thought Green Fuzzy meant Grinch. Well, yeah. Reebok said, move out the way. We got a perfect shoe. It's called the Instapump Fury. Okay. And they hit us in 2016 with this thing.
This abomination.
This abomination. Yeah. So here's the thing. You look at it. And obviously you're like, yeah, that's the Grinch.
Yep, you sure
that
are.
That is a Grinch. Nail on the head, you absolutely got it. They did the furriness that is the Grinch. So I'm like, okay, that's great. The red, they don't the have Santa any suit. Exactly. Everything's good. And it's like the Santa suit's too tight, so he's busting out of it. Yep. I like that. I don't think that was what they were looking for, but I like it. I think it's good. Wearability is no. well, you'll wear it.
And some of that, though, is just the Instapump Fury itself. You had a low, right? Like, you had a lot working against you to begin with.
That's fair.
You didn't do yourself any favors by covering it in the long green hair. And I can That's say correct. That as someone with two pairs of Instapump Furies on the shelf behind me somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. To me, I think this is the epitome of C tier.
But what do you mean by that? Just like the most middle of the road?
I think it is one of the things
that's where it's higher like, than I thought you would let me put it.
To me, I look at it and I go, wow, you did such a good job. It's bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, wow, you look at that and you're like, that is the Grinch. Like,
yeah.
You, there is no second guessing that. You're like, that is the Grinch. It is a very Christmas shoe. I think it is, like I said, the epitome of C tier.
Yeah. Listen up, listeners. If you didn't already want to stop listening to us because we put the Kobe 6 Grinch at B tier, you're really not going to like this.
Yes.
Personally, I think this is the best epitome of the Grinch on a shoe that we have on this list.
Yeah.
This is the most you look at it and you're like, Grinch. Okay. And longtime listeners that go all the way back to season two will know I have somewhat of a weird soft spot for collaborations on the Instapump Fury in some world where I see myself as that guy. This is tough because the way that friendships work is like you let the Home Alone go up to B tier, so I probably got to let you pull the Grinch down to C tier.
Here's the thing. You can put the Instapumps in B tier. But B tier's moving to C tier.
But a B. Oh, but the Home Alones are moving down?
Either.
Okay.
Whichever.
So wait, which one do you think is better between this and the Home Alone?
Oh, man. As a Christmas shoe or a shoe I want? Like what I want to wear?
I guess just for a tier list is what I'm at. Because it sounded like you're saying you're all right moving this up if the Home Alone goes down, which I'm assuming you're saying means this is better than the Home Alone.
I would be, as a Christmas shoe, yeah, I would say that, yeah.
I love how you won't let me catch you in a trap to get the clip for social media. You're like, you're not going to twist my words like that. Yeah.
For a Christmas shoe, yes. Because again,
Your Honor, for a Christmas shoe, I've let the record show.
Under oath. Yes, again, you look at this and you're like, wow, that is the Grinch. That's Christmas.
That's what makes it so tough is that I love it for what a Grinch shoe it is.
It's perfect.
But it's so good at that you're right. I don't want to wear it. Like, I love terrible. What's the subreddit, which is like, you know, terrible idea, great execution, you know, where it's like, oh, you killed this. This is exactly what it should look like. And then it's like, okay, great. You think people will wear it? Oh, absolutely not. Like, no one would wear this, but you really did it.
But you did. You're going to get it. You're going to get the highest grade in the class.
This is.
But I'm also going to recommend that you transfer schools.
Yeah, this is so tough because it's like until you said that, I was perfectly happy to put it at B tier until I had to consider wearability. I was like, well, no, I don't want to wear it. That's not why I want to put it so high. I'm not putting it high because it's a shoe I want to wear.
I want to look at it. But
yeah.
So yeah, like I said, I'm fine if this goes to B, but Home Alone moves to C. I'm not allowing Home Alone and these abominations to sit on the same tier.
But if we put these in C tier, nothing else moves.
Yeah, yeah.
I look back, I'll probably be like, that was the right move. Just in the moment of looking at it, it's just such a good execution that I'm like, that's a great Grinch shoe. But I think you are right. I've got to come back to reality at some point and be like, yeah, but that doesn't make it a great shoe to wear. You talk about wearability outside of Christmas.
Jesus
no,
Christ.
Gone.
No. Yeah. Boy, let me tell you what. I mean, I don't know how much time we really need. Okay.
Not much to say.
Nike SB Dunk Ugly Christmas sweater. Mm-hmm. 2013. This colorway came out.
Yeah, specifically, we're talking about the gray one. There are three different colorways, but we didn't want to put three on the tier list, and we didn't want to be like, the pack. We're talking about the collection. So we picked one, and this is the one we both liked.
I think this one just does the best job. Like, you can see all the detail on the shoe. Mm-hmm. You've got the red. You've got the green. You got some very neutral, probably perturbed snow people.
I think, isn't that inspired by the Jeezy snowman?
Oh my God. Is it like his chain?
I'm pretty sure that's the story that Concepts has told is that it's inspired by the Jeezy snowman.
That's even better. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Tanner's like, is there a tier higher than S tier?
Yeah, for real.
What goes above S tier?
When I'm thinking, I mean, when you're thinking of it, and no better tale than the resale market. It's been 10 years since these dropped, and these are still...
They're never going down.
$2,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Something like that. Again, I just think they did... Again, I mean, there are literal Christmas parties that are called ugly Christmas sweater parties. So, I mean...
To be fair, I think these shoes are more so inspired by that rather than like they started having parties.
No.
But just the way said it, sound like you're going to try to rewrite history. People are literally making parties for this shoe now.
For these shoes. For these shoes. It's S tier. It's S tier.
Yeah, it's... I think it is. It's so tough because I think I just look at it and I'm like, I want to wear the Clivers more. But this is so... The Clivers have the versatility of year-round wear. This is like, you're going to wear it for Christmas. But also, when you wear it for Christmas, bless you, people are going to get it right away.
100%.
There's no even slight doubt what it is. And, you know, if you have like a matching sweater, this is going to be like a killer fit. I think for probably both of us, like the best way we can explain it is like, this is our Kobe 6 Grinch. Like, this is our, like, when you think Christmas shoe, I think Concepts Ugly Sweater Dunk.
Yeah, this is the first shoe that I think of, that I thought of.
We have to make them all the same size in order to fit in the bracket, but I don't like the scale that the Dunk High is so much smaller than the Dunk Low, so I'm going to just stretch that a little bit there real quick.
There you go. And then the last shoe that we have is a ASICS Gel. This is the Snowflake. Again, this did come out in multiple colorways. I think it was in a pack. So this
was
a
blue one. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's like a grayish one,
okay,
as well. So this is specifically the red colorway. These came out in 2016. These are kind of the same things. I forgot about this shoe, and then whenever I was thinking about it, I was like, I feel like ASICS did a Christmas shoe.
Yeah,
and I saw these, and I was like, these are really great. Mm-hmm. Again, I think with the red and white colorway, you get that theme right away, specifically with that red colorway. Again, I kind of like it. It either has the look of you've been walking in snow, or it has that like snow globe, you know, with how like perfectly circle, you know, it looks like that snow, fake snow that's in those snow globes.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have both of those that I really like. I think this has good versatility as well. You know, you get a lot of wear out of it. Trouble thing with this one is how much of a quote unquote Christmas shoe is it?
I think, you know? Like you said, the blue one would probably really make me think snow globe. I hadn't considered that angle that much, but like blue, I think would like really give the snow globe appearance.
Okay.
I think, you know, I'll definitely give this more Christmas points than anything we have in D and below. Cause I can see, I can see snow, and snow is already more Christmas than winter. A lot of what else is down there.
Yeah.
So I think a good shoe, pretty wearable. I think year round blue would maybe give a little more wearability than the red.
Good point.
Cause you might be able to pass it off as something else, but all in all, not a bad shoe.
I agree.
I don't want to put it higher than C tier. I know that much, but I don't know. Do you want to put it in C tier?
I think C is good.
I'm just so curious now with the Reebok Grinches being in C tier. I didn't know relative if these were allowed to exist in the same tier.
Oh, gotcha. Is it? Man, I guess with that point.
For me, it's fine. It's you I'm worried about. That's what I want to know.
I don't know. Now I'm kind of like, I think C tier. I think it's a good looking shoe. I think it does a good job of kind of driving home that point of either like a, you know, cold winter looking shoe. I think you're wearing it during Christmas. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's very much a Christmassy shoe.
We got like a real bell curve situation happening here.
I was about to say, this actually might be our best.
Our most even spread.
Actual, you know, bell curve. But, and again, to me, I think I could have the argument of that A6 being either C tier or D tier.
Yeah.
I like them at C tier though.
Mm-hmm. So there it is, everyone. There is our best Christmas sneakers of 2023 sneaker tier list with the 6 big ones we could find this year and 6 of the biggest ones from the past. If you've made it this far in the episode, that means you were at least willing to hear us out and didn't write us off immediately. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Leave a comment down below. Let us know, how do you feel about our tier list, and what is your ultimate, if you had to just pick one Christmas sneaker, leave a comment down below. We want to read them and know.
Appreciate you.
I don't know that we got much else to say here before we start wrapping up. Like we said, kind of at the top of the episode, we'll be back. I think it'll be as soon as next week, but definitely before the end of the year. Sneaker of the year time, the big, big, big one. So we typically kind of break it out a couple different ways, and we got some ideas for how we'll do it this year. So that'll be fun. Stay tuned for that. Anything you, you normally talk to the people at the very end there. Should I start rolling the socials?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So thank you everyone for checking out another episode of Shoe Podcast. If you want to find more info on us, you can find it on our website, shoepodcast.com. I just checked our website today to make sure it was up to date and everything wasn't broken. And it was, but I fixed it. So go check it out. It's worth it. Or you can find us on all of the social media platforms at Shoe Podcast, everywhere except for where we're not. And if you're watching on YouTube and you made it this far, which kudos to you, nearing the hour mark here, hit that subscribe button. Obviously, you liked what we did, or you were at least patient enough to hear it. If a subscribe is too committal for you, if you're not ready to take that step in our relationship yet, a like and a comment really helps. Throw a little engagement our way, please.
Love it.
Okay, now the floor is all yours. What do you got to leave the people with before we wrap up here?
All right, cold months are coming. Okay, winter is about to really approach us. So if you're in a lot of those areas of the world where you know, those icy conditions are pretty serious, check your tires.
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure your tires are good. Mm-hmm. You know, how's the tread look? Do the penny trick. If you don't know it, Google the penny trick for your tire. Mm-hmm. Make sure they're inflated. Okay. Rotate your tires. And really important. Okay. If your car's not in a garage, try to wake up a little bit early. Go start the car. Let it warm up. Get those defrosts going. Because it's long time wear and tear on your car if you just immediately start it up and get to driving. So you want to warm it up, get that oil loose, get that oil warm, get all those fluids going. So, and it doesn't take long, just 2-3 more minutes. So go, you know, while you get dressed, before you go brush your teeth, go turn your car on, brush your teeth, get out the house. You should be good to go.
There it is. Thank you for your sage wisdom as always. And thank you once more to everyone for checking out another episode of Shoe Podcast. We'll catch you all next week. I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry.
I'm your co-host, Tanner Young.
See you around, clowns.